the dash one amendment, Senate Bill 77 in front of us, and Jane, would you, Jane, excuse me, Marilyn, I've been talking about Jane. Marilyn, what does the amendment do?
Okay, this is the amendment that's based on testimony received from Dale Penn about concurring with the use of interpreters in grand jury proceedings, but eliminating the requirement of a motion to the court to appoint an interpreter.
Streamlines the process.
Exactly.
Mr. Chair, we in work session?
Yes, sir, we are.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 77.
Okay. Senator Courtney moves the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 77. Discussion? Any objection?
Mr. Chair, I'm going to move Senate Bill 77 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right. Senator Courtney moves Senate Bill 77 as amended to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Duncan, would you like to carry that one?
No. Sure, sure. Well, did Senator Courtney want?
No, that's fine. That's great. There we go.
Okay.
All right. Work session, Senate Bill 423, but this is the bill that is...
You can read your papers here, Peter.
77, right?
77. Has to do with modifying criminal and civil penalties for violation of cigarette tax laws. There was so much interest in this very late portion of our Friday hearing, and I wanted to bring it back and make sure that everybody in the committee had an opportunity to understand what the bill does and what its intent was. So, who was it that was here last time? Come forward, please. Y'all didn't really have an opportunity to share what this bill is supposed to be doing, so I'll give you a second shot at it.
Chairman, members of the committee, Deborah Buchanan, Department of Revenue, and actually I was not here at the hearing last week, but I'm replacing Bob Alexander, who was here.
Okay.
Chairman Minnis, members of the committee, Bob Muir from the Department of Justice. My role here is not to advocate or oppose the bill, but to explain its intended legal effect to the committee if it has questions.
Okay. Could you just recap it again? Last time, we had about 10 minutes at the end of our last hearing, and we kind of did a little hurry-up hearing, and I want to maybe go over it again and give you a...
Sure. Mr. Chair, we look at this as actually a conformity bill with two different provisions, one conforming to changes that have been made in the legal terminology around classification of misdemeanors and felonies, and the other conformity provision is to conform to provisions in other areas of the tax law, such as the individual income tax, the corporate tax, where certain behaviors can result in Class B felony, and that is when there's an intent to defeat or evade a tax.
Can you give us a little more detail? I mean, it looks to me like you're escalating some offenses from misdemeanors to felonies.
Actually, Mr. Chair, I don't believe anything was escalated to a felony. There's a matrix on the back of a handout that we provided to you. And what's being added in item number 2, for example, is if there's distribution with intent to defeat or evade, that would be considered a Class C felony. Currently, there's just a criminal fine for distributing cigarettes without a license, but when you throw in the intent to defeat or evade, that would be felonious behavior, and the same thing for transporting with intent to defeat or evade would constitute a Class C felony. There is one that has number 8, a violation with intent to defeat or evade that's not otherwise provided is a Class A misdemeanor. And, of course, all of those would be criminal and administered by the Department of Justice.
Okay. Help me, I'm a little slow here, but on line 8, subsection 2, it says, any person required to obtain a license as a distributor under ORS 323.005 to 323.455, who, with the intent to defeat or evade the requirement that the person be licensed engages in business as a distributor without a license or after a license has been canceled, suspended, or revoked, and each officer of any corporation that engages in business with that intent is guilty of a, and if you look at the deleted language, a misdemeanor. And you're replacing that term misdemeanor with the word felony, see felony.
That's correct, Mr. Chair. And the key is that in this one, it is with the intent to defeat or evade that's being added that constitutes felonious.
All right. So what you're doing is you're adding the intentional mental state.
Yes, sir.
To the conduct and thereby escalating it to a C felony, whereas
yes.
Before you would have done it on accident, so to speak.
Right.
Recklessly or whatever.
And the act of distributing cigarettes without a license, without that intent to defeat or evade, constitutes action that's subject to a civil penalty of up to $1,000.
That's contained in subsection 3?
That would be in subsection 1, at lines 5 through 7.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Barr.
Thank you. In your matrix, your number 4, which is talking about subsection 3 of current language and subsection 4 of this bill, the way I read that one, you're not changing the, you know, there's no, I don't see the intent to defeat or evade or anything like that, and that is going from a criminal $5,000, which is, I would assume, be closer to a misdemeanor, up to a Class C felony.
Mr. Chair, Senator Beyer, the filing a false report currently is a criminal activity, and that, I believe, is in lines 14 through 20. And again, if there is intent to defeat or evade, that would constitute a Class C felony. But failure to file the report without that intent would be a civil penalty of $1,000.
So, Mr. Chair.
Sure. Go ahead, sir.
And maybe counsel's best to answer this one. Currently, if you look in lines 21 through 26 of the bill, if you do that, if you show, you know, up to $5,000 fine, not more than 1 year in the county jail, and the intent here is to change that, delete that language, and go to a Class C felony. Is that a felony now?
No, it's an undifferentiated misdemeanor because of the 1 year imprisonment.
Yeah. Thank you.
Further, Senator Hopper.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. We're adding, the way I read it, 4 felonies and 1 misdemeanor. What's the fiscal impact?
Vice Chair Courtney, yes. Senator Harper, we're showing a fiscal impact of less than $10,000. We don't expect there to be a large revenue impact either. We hope we don't have to administer these penalties very often. And we don't expect to administer them very often, but we do need to conform the language to changes that have taken place as far as the classification. It's intended primarily to be a deterrent to inappropriate behavior.
As I understand it, there is only 1 or 2 prosecutions under the statute per biennium. Is that correct?
Vice Chair Courtney. Yes, that is correct. We have not used the penalty provisions extensively. I would just point out some of the things that Bob Alexander mentioned last week, and because of recent changes in the level of the cigarette tax that's imposed, it has gone up substantially in the last few years. We're concerned that there's more of an incentive for people to evade or avoid the tax. We don't have a lot of history around that activity, but there is that incentive, and we felt that we perhaps needed to bring the penalties into line with that type of behavior.
And it looks like
I may, it looks like the bill does give you more flexibility in terms of the less expensive civil penalty route to collect the money without going through a criminal process as well. Is that correct?
Vice Chair Courtney, yes, that is correct. The civil penalties can be administered by the department simply by assessing the penalty, and that would let us take those actions rather than sending them to the Department of Justice.
Further comments, questions by the committee for our witness? Further, anything for the record? Well, I guess that takes care of it then.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the audience? I believe we're in an asking for any and all testimony. Is that what we are, Mr. Chair? Is that what we're doing here?
Yes.
We're in work session, but it's good as we're going to complete the public hearing. Is that right?
Right. That's correct.
Anyone else? Back to you, Mr. Chair. At this time, I think at this stage of the game, it must be over, although Representative Welch has just come in. I don't know whether he's come in to watch us or he wants to testify, in which case, why is he sitting in the front row if he's not here?
I don't know. Did you get an answer to your fiscal question, by the way?
I did, under 10,000.
Under 10,000. Okay.
Sure.
And, hey, how do you feel about it?
You don't like it?
I don't like it. I'm a no.
I'm a yes if you want me. No,
okay. All right. I don't sense that there's a support on the committee to move this thing at this moment.
Can we, yeah. You know, let's do this.
Let's
send it out and have a good minority majority for it.
I want to get into it.
I want to get into it.
You got to warm up.
Yeah, let's do it, John. Let's just go. Let's send it out. You guys load up. Let's have at it. I want to do it.
Once you're ready, call. This will be interesting. I'm just going to check this out first.
Anyway.
Relating to cigarette tax law enforcement.
Oh, if you have that enforcement in there, we could run this out and repeal all cigarette taxes with that baby.
Roger?
That would be real popular.
Where's the department at? How bad do you need this thing?
They need some language.
Well, I guess... What I'm suggesting is, if the committee doesn't like some of it, maybe you want to work on it. If you don't want to work on it, then we'll just kill it and be done with it.
Chairman, members of the committee, Deborah Buchanan, Department of Revenue. How badly do we need the bill?
Or some language, some of it is. I'm trying to gauge how hard we want to work on this thing, if at all.
It's my understanding that we do need to update the terminology. Otherwise, we're not able to administer the penalties at all, although Mr. Muir might well correct me on that. Whether you wish to add Class C felonies for certain types of behavior, I think, is a policy question for the committee. We proposed it simply because it conforms to other provisions in other areas of the tax law relating to behavior with intent to defeat or evade.
Okay, so you have other provisions in tax law where there's an intent to evade. That is a Class C felony, then. All right.
I want to know what those are.
Tax slackers.
Yeah.
You support people not paying their taxes?
Absolutely. 314.
Tax slackers. So the best of us have to pay it, others don't.
Now, did you mention, by the way, that there was 200 cigarette, you know, Freedom to Import Act.
Mr. Chair, yes. Oregon law does allow a person to bring up to 200 cigarettes into the state free of tax for personal use at any one time.
Did you hear what he said?
I heard that. I'm not going to comment on it.
Good.
Okay. I don't sense that there's a support on the committee at this juncture.
I know it doesn't matter. I just thought I'd say it. Get the closest number to get the vote for this thing.
Where are you?
Well, what do you mean, any feeling?
Senator Metzger.
I can see why you want to make the terminology consistent. I think that's important to do the existing penalties. But I don't think the case has been made for the new Class C penalties. We've only had two prosecutions as it is. And so that part of it is where I'm uncomfortable.
Thank you very much. We'll be talking some more.
You guys are mean.